This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Tan Chung Han with Joyce Goh, and guest hosting with us is Giri Balakrishnan. It's now coming up to 35 minutes past 7 a.m. on this Wednesday, August the 15th. All right, time now to look at the world markets. Now, the U.S. stock market broke a four-day losing streak overnight. Investors now turning positive after Turkey's assurance to provide support to its financial institutions. Now, on the line, we have Dodge Dorlan, Chief Investment Officer with Lender and Fuse Capital Managers in New York. Good morning, Dodge. Thank you so much for joining us. So, given this recovery that we're seeing right now from the recent sell-off, can we now safely say that those contagion fears, those are firmly in the past, or does that risk still remain?
Good morning. And no, the risk still remains, although it is now decreased and it is less immediate than it was, let's say, yesterday. Obviously, factors affecting the Turkish lira are mostly Turkey-specific, so should not trigger a real currency crisis. They have high inflation, large foreign currency denominated debt burden. The president has been at odds and substantial control of the country's central bank. That's really very Turkey specific. What is of more concern from my side is the U.S. Federal Reserve's expectation to raise interest rates for the eighth time next month, which will drain liquidity otherwise available to emerging markets, particularly countries with large current account deficits, such as India, South Africa, Argentina. So while some countries that are near and have a great deal of trade exposure to Turkey will be okay, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Germany, China, Russia, overall Asian and European foreign exchange are insulated, not totally immune from potential contagion, but given what's happened or the perception of what is happening, the support that Erdogan is beginning to have to recognize, it's not as imminent or as intense as it was yesterday.
But Dodge, some analysts have pointed to the fact that, you know, you've got some European banks, the likes of ING, HSBC, BNP Paribas, UniCredit. Those guys have significant exposure to Turkish assets. So could the Turkish, those Turkish factors, like you said, those Turkish specific factors then bleed over into some of these other channels as well?
Yes, no, you're absolutely correct. What may happen, though, is those specific institutions, those banks you mentioned and others, may get some external support from the banking community and from the central, the respective central banks, because the perceived risk to those specific institutions may be controlled by or are less overall, because it's really from Turkey at this point. But it hasn't disappeared completely yet. And yes, we need to watch this very carefully because of shorter term concern is, does Turkey and particularly Erdogan reverse the perceived trend that is now that is occurring within the last 24 hours? We're not sure that it's going to there will be follow through. Because for Erdogan to really provide the support that's needed, given inflation and the lack of alternatives, it's going to be very hard to accept that Erdogan has changed his posture. We need to see more proof and the more passage of time.
Dodge, that's a good point you brought up. Let's have a look at Turkey's benchmark interest rate. It's now at 17.75%. while inflation is at 16%, giving little reason for investors to leave their money in the banks. Now, Turkish president is also very unwilling to raise his interest rates. Is the imposition of capital controls a likely avenue to stop the downward spiraling lira? If not, what other options do they have?
Well, it is very likely. It's not very popular, but it may be more popular than what Erdogan might have to do otherwise, which is to accept the situation that's being thrust upon him from external factors such as the U.S. But this here is the first time where Bitcoin has really come to the fore. amidst rumors of the Turkish banks ending support for customer accounts holding the U.S. dollar, and President Erdogan, desperate to quell the flight to the currency whose issuing nation he blames for the lira's plight, citizens are really left with very few places to turn. And it is evident that cryptocurrencies such as BTC, they're proving in this very specific situation, they are proving a lifeline, and they could be a lifeline in other nations whose fiat currency is devaluing in the future. So we are now beginning to see Bitcoin as an option beginning to creep in. Yes, I know it's down under $6,000, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, it's under intense pressure. But now we're beginning to see an environment where Bitcoin may provide an alternative that is acceptable or that becomes accessible in the future. So this is something we're going to watch very carefully.
Dodge, let's take a look at U.S. markets. Although U.S. equities have recovered some lost ground with the rebound overnight, do you think the continued strength in the U.S. dollar is an indication that investors are taking a risk-off stance?
Well, I think so, yes, short term. Short and intermediate term. I mean, you looked at the broad-based advanced decline lines, which historically top out months before our final market high. Last week's new high suggests any major market top is still somewhere well over the horizon. But in terms of the short term, I think the short term can be best characterized by a typical British forecast of cloudy with bright spots. The 30-day moving average of down volume remains in a downtrend. That suggests that supply rather than expanding demand has provided most of the support for the rally that we've seen. We need to watch this. And although the up volume in yesterday's rebound rally is encouraging, it was 73% of total volume, it is likely that we're going to need another few days of a follow-up advancing over declining volume in order to offset the selling of the past few weeks. So absent the appearance of strong follow-up demand, the probability still favor a further pullback in our market, which itself would still only provide a pause in our ongoing intermediate and primary uptrends. But we do have to watch this.
So, Dodge, there has also been a return of buying interest in U.S. Treasury bills despite low yields remaining below levels before the Turkish rout. Now, traditionally, U.S. T-bills have been viewed as a safe haven and indicates a flight to safety. How do you interpret this shift?
I agree with that. It is a flight to safety, and it's being caused by not just what's happening in Turkey, but the multiple geopolitical battles, discussions, uncertainty that's going on, not just in Turkey, but across, as we've discussed. It is, unless we start to see a resolution to the trade battle, fight, whatever you want to call it, and some of the other more specific issues, there will be a continued flight to safety. And that means that the yields will remain at relatively low levels given the demand of the U.S. of U.S. currency and Treasury bills. But I don't expect this shift to be longer term in nature until it's proven that the issues that we're facing now, particularly the trade war, are going to be longer term in nature. We don't expect that to be. There are certain time limits that we're seeing now. One is our November interim elections. Another one is after that. That provides two areas where there may be some resolution to this. But until then, I think there will be a view that U.S. Treasury bills are the safe haven for now.
So, Dodge, during this conversation, you have mentioned several key factors to look out for that can drive global markets. You know, and many of these we have spoken at length before. The Chinese, the trade tensions between the U.S. and other major economies. There's the November midterm elections, the Fed's path towards normalizing interest rates. Sure, now Turkey, the risk out of Turkey may have dissipated in the last 24 hours or so. But what do you think could be some other near-term catalysts for more of a risk of sentiments, you know, that perhaps we should really start considering. They could be geographical in nature or perhaps specific to asset classes. Because I'm looking at some of the news right now, Dodge, and you've got a strategist quoted on CNBC now saying that it's Italy that is the biggest threat to European banks right now, not Turkey. Then you've got an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about how, you know, what's happening in the Indian rupee. That is fueling fears of contagion. So should we be expanding our scope here and considering some other risks that could roil markets in the near future?
Watch for the Indian rupee. That is a major concern. Watch for China is currently China is going through some perceived weakness in their economic ability to either retaliate to the U.S. or to withstand the results of what's going on in the tariff disputes. So, but the Indian rupee, that is one of the more major ones. Italy is important for Europe and short term over the next month or so. I suspect that that will become resolved, and that will become resolved within the next month. And so that will either disappear, diminish, or lessen in terms of its importance to the overall world reaction to what's going on. But again, when you talk about currencies, foreign exchange, that's important. That has become more important now, given what has happened with Turkey and their lira. Yes, that's not Turkey lira in isolation is not the most important aspect of it, but the fact that it is affecting other currencies and the fact that the U.S. dollar is taking away some of the liquidity that, usually would be available to, let's say, European, the Indian rupee, the South Africa, that is a concern and that we will need to watch.
Great stuff as always. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. That was Dodge Dorlan, Chief Investment Officer with Lender and Fuse Capital Managers in New York. Stay tuned. We'll be looking at the local business headlines right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.